Masechtas Erevin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah continues with the Machlekes mentioned in the previous Mishnah. There was a Machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva regarding a Erev Tehumim that was placed in an adjacent city that he was not dwelling in at the time the Shabbos set. According to the Tanakama's opinion, when the Erev is placed in the city, his dwelling place is the entire city, not just the Dalet Amos of the four Amos of the Erev itself, but the entire city becomes his dwelling space. Whereas Rabbi Kiva held that no, only the four Amos itself and the 2,000 Amos perimeter around it, but not the entire city. Mishnah Test continues with the conversation. Amar Lam Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said to the Chachamim, "I atam vaidim li, won't you agree with me? B'naisin a ruve b'ma'ara, if someone places his Erev in a cave, even though it's a confined space, still we say she'ein le'mimakim a ruve el apayim ama. He only gets 2,000 amas from the place of his Erev, but he doesn't count the entire cave as his dwelling spot, and then 2,000 amas from the end of the cave. Rather, it's only 2,000 amas from the point of the Erev. So the same thing with the city, even though it's a confined dwelling space, but only the space of the Erev itself will he get 2,000 amas from. Amrulai, the Chacham said back to him, this is the Tanakhama of the last Mishnah, Amosai, when is this so? That Shein Badiurim, when the cave is not inhabitable. Avo Yesh Badiurim, but if the cave is inhabitable, Mahalachas Kula V'chutzola Apayimama, he can walk the entire length of the cave itself, and 2,000 amas beyond it, meaning the entire cave will become his dwelling space, and similarly, the Erev that's placed in the city, he'll get all of the city to become his four amas of his personal space. Nimtza kal techa mi'algava, and it comes out, according to the Chachamim, that inside the cave is more lenient than when an Erev is put on top of the cave. When it's put inside the confined area of the cave, the entire area of the cave becomes his dwelling space. He gets 2,000 amas beyond that. But when it's put on top of the cave, he'll only get 2,000 amas from the point of the Erev and on. This is all discussing when the Erev is placed in the actual cave. But if the Erev is placed far away from the cave and the 2,000 Amah Tchum reaches up until part of the cave, so the Mishnah says regarding that, V'la Moideid, someone who's measuring the Tchum from his dwelling place to the cave, Sha'am Rulai Naisen Lai Alpaim, that we said about this, that he gets 2,000 Amahs from his dwelling place, Sha'afilu Saif Midasai Kalaba Ma'ara, even if the end of his measurement ends in middle of the cave, that's where it ends and stops and it goes no further. We don't say that since he gets part of the cave in his tchum, so he gets to go the whole cave. It doesn't work like that. He only gets to go 2,000 amas from his dwelling space. Only when the actual Erev is placed in the cave, then the entire cave becomes his dwelling place. But the border end of his tchum, that will not get him the whole cave, only whatever's in the 2,000 amas, and that's it. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph discusses now the halachas of Erev Chatzeris. A chatzer was a courtyard that was shared with multiple houses, and they can merge together with an Erev Chatzeris, an Erev of this courtyard, to merge the houses and give them joint use of the chatzer that they can carry from their houses into the courtyard and vice versa and around in the courtyard. The Mishnah discusses if he's living in a courtyard, a Jew is living in a courtyard with a non-Jew. Hadar ima nachri b'chatzer. If someone lives with a nachri, a non-Jew, an idol worshiper, they have two different houses that share a courtyard. Ay imish ena maida b'erev, or with another person that doesn't accept and admit to the laws of the Erev. The Rav says this is talking about a Kusi. The Kusiim had questionable conversion, and they still practice Avodah Zarah. And they definitely did not accept the halachas that the Rabbanan decreed, such as Erev Chatzeris. So such a person that denies these halachas of Erev Chatzeris, Hariza Oyser Alav, he will prohibit the Jews that are in the courtyard from carrying in the courtyard, because they're not going to partake in this Erev Chatzeris, and it will forbid the other Jews there from carrying in the courtyard. Divrei Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, Lo elam eina eiser ad shiyu shnei Yisraelim. Then eisen zel zet. It will only forbid the Jews from carrying by having a non-Jew or a kusi present in the chatzer only when there's two Jews that prohibit each other from carrying by the fact that two people live there and they need an Erev, then in this case, the Rabbanan decree that you need an Erev Chatzir is set, and the Erev Chatzir can't be set when there's someone else, another partner in this courtyard who's not willing to partake in it, the non-Jew or the Kusi. But when there's only one Jew in the courtyard along with a non-Jew, then no Erev Chatzir is needed. This is because this is a Loi Shchiach case. It's a not common case that one Jew would live together with non-Jews in this courtyard. And therefore, in such an uncommon case, the Rabbanan didn't tamper with such a case. They didn't make decrees about it. And there's no decree that requires it to have an Erev Chatzir to permit the Jew from carrying in that Chatzir.